WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope everyone had a great week last week, and if not, it's okay. Here I am giving you motivation to get through this week or Monday or whatever day. Also, real quick before we get into anything, happy early Valentine's Day. If you are hearing this and you are forgetting about Valentine's Day, it's a little late to order flowers. You might want to be running to the store right now. Just an FYI, I won't tattle on you, but step up next year, okay? I'm just joking. I hope y'all are going to have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I know I am, even though I have three classes, including math. But it's okay. We're going to get through it. Or I guess I'm going to get through it. Y'all aren't going with me. But it'll be okay. Don't worry. Be happy, like I said last week. We are going to continue with our series of Beware. And, we're going to talk about two subjects today, which I know is a little weird. I've never done that before. But because of Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about love and heartbreak. Because not last week, but the week before was attitude. Last week was gratitude. This week is love and heartbreak, which I don't want to just do love because then people that are heartbroken on Valentine's Day don't want to listen to a podcast about love. But people that are in love don't want to hear a podcast about heartbreak on Valentine's Day. So, it's a two-way street. So here we are. We're going to have two quotes, two stories, and two songs. Also, if it sounds like I'm sick, it's because I have allergies. I have had the worst week possible, but it's okay. I'm making it through. So if you hear me cough, it's because I cannot help it. I cannot talk for more than 2 minutes without coughing. So far, I've made it to 2 minutes. We'll see how long it lasts. But just know, if you hear, my mom's home. I really need to learn to turn off my ringer. My mom needs to quit getting home whenever I'm recording Motivation Monday. No offense, Mom. Anyway, sorry this is so chaotic. I'm really tired. So, you know what? Let's just get into it. Let's hit the ground running with this week's quote about love. And then we're going to have one about heartbreak, of course. So, love. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense and it is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Which, that is a Bible quote. I'm not going to lie, I did not write down which one it was because I don't have a script for this week. I just wrote down the quotes, the stories, and the song. So if it sounds a little chaotic, that's why too. I'm also partly sick, so this is a chaotic Motivation Monday. So just hold on to your hats and we're going to get through it together, okay? Sorry. Love, by the way, is not just relationship love. It's not just loving your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Love is so much more. Love is loving your parents, loving your family, loving your friends, loving your dog. It's not just a relationship kind of love. Love can range from anything. I love y'all. I probably don't know half of y'all, but I still love y'all. I would do anything for y'all. So, I'm so sorry. We're going to see how many times I cough throughout this. Love is meaningful. Love is a wonderful thing. So just know that. I say that and now we're going to get into heartbreak. So the quote was really hard to choose. So I'm going to just go with the most basic blunt one, which I'm sorry if this breaks your heart a little bit. If you're going through a breakup, I'm sorry. But here it is. Cry, forgive, learn, move on. And let your tears water the seeds of your future happiness. Which is true. I know when you go through heartbreak, you really don't want to do anything. You just kind of want to curl up in a ball and cry. Trust me, been there, done that. Heartbreak is hard. Heartbreak is really, really hard. But you have to surround yourself with people you love. So I guess heartbreak and love go hand in hand together. Excuse me. So we're going to go into this week's story. The love story is a little short today, but that's okay. It's called Giving Your 100%. A boy and a girl were playing together. The boy had a collection of marbles. The girl had some sweets with her. The boy told the girl that if he will give her all his marbles in exchange for her sweets. The girl agreed. The boy kept the biggest and the most beautiful marble aside and gave the rest to the girl. The girl gave him all her sweets that she had promised. That night, the girl slept peacefully, but the boy couldn't sleep as he kept wondering if the girl had hidden some sweets away from him, like he'd hid the best marble. The moral of the story is if you don't give your 100% in a relationship, you'll always keep doubting if the other person has given his or her 100%. This applies to any relationship like love, friendship, or family. Give your 100% to everything you do and get peace of mind. You know, seriously, guys. You know, give your 100%. Like Les Jenkins said, a relationship is not 50-50. A relationship is 100-100. Gosh, I'm really sorry if this podcast is going to be a little long today. I like to ramble. I like to talk. Without a script, it's pretty hard. So, just an FYI. That was a love story. I thought it was really sweet. And, you know, it goes towards relationships. I know it wasn't really about love, but it's about relationships. It can be for anything. Friends, family, you know, relationships, anything like that. That moral of the story can be counted for. Y'all need to remember that. Everyone needs to remember that. So, without further ado, we're going to get into the story of the heartbreak story. Sorry, there's like, I gotta find the story. I have it. So let's see. Sorry. This is like, okay, here we go. Are we ready? Okay, good. It was happening. Everything she was afraid of was happening. She saw her happiness and joy crumbling in front of her, and yet she stood there frozen. All that she loved and all that she could ever have wanted slipping through her fingers. She kept replaying the conversation in her head as if it was recorded on repeat. "It's for the better. It won't be forever," he promised her with sorrow-filled eyes. "This isn't happening. This isn't happening," she repeated to herself as tears started to fall. He became but a memory forever burned into her mind, the one thing she couldn't run away from. She trusted him with her heart, her happiness. He made her feel something. He made her feel alive. Now it's all gone. She laid in her bed for the first 3 days, sobbing and trying to push back all the memories of him. She couldn't seem to get his laugh out of her head. His laugh out of her head, yeah. She loved the way his smiles would calm his face, laughing at her terrible jokes. It made her feel like someone was caring. She can remember all the inside jokes they had and the pointless conversations they had that meant the world to her. All they were now were memories. After about a week, she decided that it would be best to actually go and face the demons knocking at the door of her mind. She opened the door and everything came in like a tidal wave. The thoughts, the physical pain in her heart, the reality that she couldn't escape. She would lay in bed and go numb from the pain. She would always wonder if he was feeling what she did. Everyone around her tried what they could to help her. All she was able to do was smile and put on a fake face that she was okay. She wasn't. She was far from it. She couldn't go anywhere without something reminding her of him, whether it was a song that came on or a memory that would claim her mind. Even the way people would say things reminded her of him. She couldn't escape what he'd done to her heart. He made it beat again, and now she feels the pain seeping from the cracks. Over time, she learned to smile again, even though it wouldn't be as bright as the one he gave her. She learned to let her heart feel pain instead of locking away in dark shadows of her mind. She learned what true strength was and understood what true pain was. She learned that love was something you couldn't replace with just anyone or anything. She understood that people will walk in and out of your life, but the ones you love will never leave your mind. The funny thing is about this is she is me and I am her. That's not my story. That's a story I found online, but I can relate to that. I've been heartbroken before many times, and you know, shout out to my mom laying on the couch with me as I sobbed through the whole night. Heartbreak is hard. Dealing with heartbreak is hard. Facing heartbreak is hard. whether it's breaking up with someone or losing someone, heartbreak is probably the hardest thing you can go through. It challenges the mind, it challenges the heart, it challenges you as a person. It is hard. I admit that. It is hard. But it's okay. It's going to be okay. You hear me? It is going to be okay. I promise. I promise. I, Katie Emmond, promise you it's going to be okay. Because I was in your place once. Sorry to get so serious, but, you know, I just got to put that out there for all the girls or boys that are, you know, heartbroken right now. So, just know, I'm here for you. Anyway, we're going to head into this week's two songs. For Heartbreak, it's going to be a new song called Flowers by Miley Cyrus, which is a twist on When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars. If you don't know the story about it, oh, it's great. Look it up. But pretty much it's saying, I can buy my own flowers. I can write my name in the sand. I could talk to myself for hours. You could do all those things. It might not seem like it, but you can. You really can. I promise it'll be okay. That one might say a bad word. Just a warning. It might say a bad word. Just know that, okay? Okay? We on the same page? Good. Got it. For the love song, I had a really hard time choosing this one. I'm not going to lie. But I decided to go with an old school song. We're going to go with Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. I think it's a good song. You know what you should do? If you're a married couple or your boyfriend and girlfriend, you need to play this song and slow dance in the kitchen. Do you hear me? Please. It's every girl's dream. You think I'm joking? Ask her. She will probably be the happiest girl alive if you do that. Or guy. I don't know. You do you. You know, that's all I'm saying. So, listen to those songs. Either one. You can listen to both if you want to. But, you know, Flowers is a really good song, honestly. I listened to it on repeat for a really long time. Even though I'm in a happy relationship, it's still, it's a really catchy song. Before I sign off, I also want to remind you to follow us on Facebook at Motivation Monday Podcast and on Instagram at motivation_monday.ua. Also, tune in next week for Mental Health Monday. Instead of Motivation Monday, it's going to be Mental Health Monday. It's going to be a big episode. It's going to be probably a little longer than this one. I know it's 12 minutes. I'm staring at the time and regretting and wondering if I should start over. But I'm going to have Les Jenkins here along with some other people, and we're going to talk about mental health and how important it is to be aware of it and that you are not alone. It's going to be a big deal episode. It's something that might be a little serious, but I think it's probably going to be one of the best episodes I've ever made. So tune in next week to hear Les Jenkins and I and some other people about their stories of mental health and learn how you can see the signs of mental health, how you can help people with mental health, because it's not just a one out of a million people thing. A lot of people have it. I promise you. It might not look like it. A lot of people have it. So join in next week for that, for Mental Health Monday. Remember, episodes go live at 7 a.m. every Monday. So don't forget that. I think that's it. I wanted to thank everyone for everything, by the way. I love y'all. So happy Valentine's Day. If you don't have a Valentine's, I'll be your Valentine's. Or if you want one of my puppies to be your Valentine's. Yeah, celebrate the one you love, whether it's a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, brother, sister, mom, dad, grandparents, aunt, uncle, best friend, friend. Celebrate. Let them know you love them. I dare you. My challenge to you this week is to tell someone you love them and make sure they know. Okay? Give them a hug. Text them randomly in the middle of the day and say, hey, I was thinking about you. I love you. Okay, I need to quit rambling. This is 13 minutes long. This is Katie signing off for Motivation Monday. I hope you have a great week. Don't forget to watch your attitude and have some gratitude. And it's okay if you're going through heartbreak, and it's okay if you're going through love. It's all good. I hope y'all have a great week and a very motivated Monday. And don't forget, stay motivated. I'll be catching y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.